Mr. Chair, I hope I'm
Yes, Yunus. Okay. Yes, Yunus, we can hear you.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, distinguished delegations, at the outset, the LGMA constituency commends the extraordinary efforts of parties, SP chairs, presidencies, secretariat, and all observer constituencies to contribute in the success of these virtual sessions of subsidiary bodies of the UNFCCC process. Despite all the technical and human challenges, these 3 weeks proved that the UNFCCC community is ready to prepare, adopt, and improve the necessary skills and capabilities to conduct virtual consultations. Meanwhile, it has to be noted that the same parties and almost the same ministries have already advanced further virtually in the biodiversity process by developing and even agreeing on a number of conference room papers in almost the same time frame. This shows that the UNFCCC community should collectively accelerate its learning experience in virtual settings in the months and maybe years ahead. Over these 3 weeks, we have happily observed the progress in more actively engaging observers in the consultations. In this regard, we would like to particularly commend co-facilitators and negotiators of ACE and AIM processes by deploying innovative models and invite others to be inspired as such. We would also like to commend the SB chairs and COP presidencies in keeping regular briefings with observers. We welcome COP25 Bureau yesterday and first COP26 logistics briefing this week, which corresponds to our calls expressed at the opening plenary. We encourage both presidencies to make publicly available, as quick as possible, more specific information and realistic planning on modalities of engagement of observers at the in-person and virtual sessions of COP26 under COVID pandemic conditions. In order to enable all attendees plan appropriately, it is becoming extremely urgent to be informed timely on how climate COP in Glasgow would differ from biodiversity COP to be held 3 weeks in advance, fully virtual for observers and in person for those residents in China or those who can afford 3 weeks of quarantine. Inspired by this week's joint IPCC and NPS report, we would encourage a close collaboration between climate and biodiversity secretariats, in particular this year, for a smooth synergy between COP15 and COP26. And finally, we are witnessing that multi-level and multi-stakeholder collaboration is gradually enabling the second or revised NDCs to move in the right direction to fulfill the goals of the Paris Agreement. This change of mindset at the domestic level should be reflected to the UNFCCC mechanisms and modalities as well. At the biodiversity level, just this week, building on the Edinburgh process, parties, secretariat, UK government, Scottish government, and the networks of local and regional governments demonstrated a remarkable achievement by kicking off the second 10-year action plan for cities and subnational governments. This could be an exemplary for UNFCCC community as well. Considering collaboration is the fourth priority for the UK COP26 presidency, the LGMA invites all interested parties to mark COP26 as the moment where we collectively move from open dialogue to open collaboration by building effective synergies between UNFCCC agendas on global climate action, action for climate empowerment, global stocktake, arrangement for intergovernmental meetings, Paris Committee on Capacity Building, Niagara Work Program, and others as appropriate. I thank you.